Well, it's really not hard with our schedule. We've got a tough road game next week, another unfamiliar opponent. When you play these NFC teams, especially with new defensive coordinators, they're tough to prepare for them because you prepare for the short amount of film that's available and have to be prepared for a lot of unexpected looks. So it's really not hard. I mean, every week you have to prepare hard and grind to get ready for the next opponent. Well, I think it did have a little bit of an effect on us. We had probably our worst series, had a 3-and-out after that series. So it's something we had to be prepared to work on. They had some long drives. Our defense did a good job holding them to field goals. And, of course, Holiday's return is great, but it does, you know, keep us off the field. And for whatever reason, we weren't as sharp on that series after that lull there as we needed to be. Well, like I said, the film, there's always things that you can improve on. There's some things that we're doing well that we need to continue to do. I thought, you know, once again, the second half, we made good adjustments. Coaches tightened up some things, and our execution in the second half was good. We were disappointed that last drive of the first half, not getting points. We were in field goal or even touchdown range, and to have no points there was disappointing. But our second half execution was good once again.
Peyton, you've got 15 wins in a row in the regular season, which broke the team record. 16 touchdown passes in four games, which broke the goals.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the recaps don't mean a whole lot. It was a good win because of this game, and we'll learn from it. And got a tough test next week, playing a team, like I said, that we're unfamiliar with. That is a good football team that's tough to play at home. So I think we'll enjoy this win and we'll learn from it. But you have to move on to the next week pretty quickly. Yeah, I just can't make a comparison, really. Guys are doing a good job in the passing game. The protection has been solid. One sack today that is borderline almost a coverage sack. So guys are doing a good job. We're playing fast. We're getting a lot of plays in. Very few third downs today, which means we're doing a good job on first and second down. And receivers are doing a good job with the ball and after the catch, getting first downs, getting touchdowns, and that puts a lot of pressure on the defense.
Hey, can you talk about that, the three consecutive 8-yard drives without having to
move the third down? Well, that's good execution on first and second down. We didn't have penalties. We didn't have mistakes that were putting us into these, first and longs, second longs, third and longs. We had some of those in the first half. And so you don't have to be in third down if you're doing your job on first and second down. And certainly that can put a lot of pressure on the defense, keep them from being able to get to their third down package and substitute. So that was good today. It's hard to say. Probably caught him in the right defensive look, and good job with the guys blocking downfield. Well, Patrick gave me a little bio. I did know he played for the Browns. He gave me his college, Penn State. I'm throwing 16 out as a number. Is that right? Okay. So my brother Cooper and I used to play a lot of trivia when we used to take road trips with my dad, and so Cooper would be proud that I knew Milt Plum. Well, he's extremely difficult to cover, and I think Adam's doing a great job of using him in different ways. We get the screens to him. We got the quick stuff to him. We put him in the backfield today, and that was something we haven't shown before. So it's a credit to him that he has that type of versatility, and you can do different things with him. But he does a good job getting north as well, getting that ball in his hands and going upfield. Well, obviously, I'm still staying into the game. You're still learning those situations. I was, happy that Brock got to get in there and get some playing time, made some plays, and so still tuned in to the situation. We talk about finishing, playing 60-minute games. You never know when that situation in the fourth quarter is going to be critical. So it's still something to learn from.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was just an inch long on the overthrow, and he ran a really good route, and you know, one you'd like to have back and put a little more air in it. So it wasn't a credit of whether I would go back to him, because I was the one that that missed the throw. So Eric, it's a credit to him that he's good on those intermediate routes, but he can get down the field. And like you said, we hit that post route later on the same defender and a deep throw. So it's a credit to Eric. You know, he can stretch the field vertically. I don't necessarily think it was a concerted effort. We changed personnel. We went to our two tight ends, which certainly, you know, can incorporate some more runs. I thought the runs were just well executed. You know, we were getting first down, second down, first down. So that certainly helped. You know, it helps the play calling when you can stay in phase and not have those third longs. Right, certainly helps. No, we enjoyed that. That was a good team that we played. We felt really motivated to score points against these guys. I mean, you saw their offense. They are capable of scoring points. Our defense did a heck of a job answering their challenge. But we were motivated to be on top of our game offensively, score points, touchdowns, and not field goals. And I thought we did that today. So you certainly enjoy that.
Did you know that 52 points was a Broncos franchise record?
I did not know that. I might have to give old Thunder an IV after this one. So, well, you know, like I've said each week, I mean, running the football does open up some things in the passing game, and we want to be balanced. And thought our run game was solid. We were going downhill, and you know, that can make a defense play certain coverages to stop the run. That opens up some one-on-one passing. So I thought we had pretty good balance today.
Thank you. Walker Payton, guys. Is that what happened in the second half? It seemed in the second half you personally were very efficient in recognizing what they were showing you and either checking out to the right thing or executing the right play.
Some of those were called plays. Some of those were called check-with-me plays. But the running game was really solid in the second half. And, you know, when you can go first and 10 to second and, you know, two or three, that makes for pretty good offensive execution and allows you to do different things in the passing game and the running game.
Are you happy to get on a normal schedule this week?
Yeah, it'd be good. Good to get back. Got a tough road game next week against Dallas.
Last one, guys. Last
darkest point.
Like I said, it was a long time ago, it seems like. And so we've come a long way since then. And, hey, we're just 1 week at a time. This was a good win. It's always good to play well at home. And got a good tough test next week. And we're going to try to do our jobs.
Thank you, Peyton.
Okay. Thank you all.